This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God's word is our gospel reading for today from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 20. And just going to reread these verses. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed Jesus. When he had gone a little farther, Jesus saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, Jesus called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed Jesus. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. I now invite the children to come forward before we have the sermon and for a little children's devotion up here. Yeah, shut that off so we don't blind ourselves. Morning. How are you guys doing this morning? It does not surprise me that all these guys come up here so quickly. It's fishing, right? Yeah. All right. See there? You're each going to get one of these, so don't panic. All right? There's plenty. This is a fish. It's a piece of plastic cut out to look like a fish. See that? Kind of cool. Now, when I was growing up, I could never figure out how did Jesus do that. He just said, come follow. Hi, come on, there's time. Here, scooch over, make some more room. There we are. Jesus said, come follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And just like that, they followed him. And so it's kind of like, how did that happen? Well, I'm going to use this as a way to show, and then I'm going to show you what the trick is after I'm done, okay? That is just sitting there. It's not doing anything, is it? It's just sitting there. Hello, Mr. Fish. Mr. Fish not doing anything, okay? Now, watch this. Here it comes. Ready? Watch carefully. How cool is that? How is that? What is going on? How? It's moving. Look at that. Oh, I'll put it down here again. No, it's not moving. How cool is that? All right, there's a trick to this. It's how this particular piece of plastic is made. When you put it in your hand is warm, and one side gets warm quicker than the other side, and so it starts to move. It's just a fun thing to have, isn't it? It's kind of cool. And then you put it down here, and it stops moving because there's no heat on the paper. It'll eventually go all the way flat again. There it goes, like it's falling asleep. Okay? That's a trick. Once you know the trick, it's fun. God uses something called his word, and it's not a trick. It's really powerful. It would take something like this and would turn it into a live fish. That's how powerful God's word is. So what happens is God says, come follow me, and those words make the person able to follow him. It's such a neat thing. When you were baptized, God says, I call you my child. And just like that, you are his child. The washing of water in the word. All of your sins are gone. Angels are circling around you until you get home to heaven. All of your sins are gone. And when you hear that good news, God works. And he does it a lot cooler than this little trick. Well, that is a cool trick. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have one of these for all of you. Whoops, right here, it fell off. And I have enough for you to give to a friend. Now, when you give it to a friend, one for yourself and the one to give to a friend, when you give it to a friend, you can tell them, I got this really cool trick here I'm going to show you. And then you put it down like that. And then you say, but before I tell you that, I have to tell you, there is a trick to this. But I learned this in church. I learned that when God speaks, it's not a trick. When God speaks, it actually does work all the time, whether it's on a piece of paper or not. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you each of this, but I'm going to ask you to do something really important. Can you remember to do this? You can check to see if it's in there, okay? When you get back to your pew, you can check to see if it's in there. But don't take it out and play with it during the sermon, okay?
because that will distract your parents. And they have to hear what the sermon is about, okay? Because, all right, can you do that for me? Yeah, yeah, you can do that for me? All right, here you go. Make sure you take two. There you are. There you are. You got your two there. You got your two there. There you go. There you go. See, there we are. Oh, oh. Two for you and two for you. Look at that. There you go. Did you get your two? There you go. Let's fold our hands and talk to Jesus. Dear Jesus, thank you for your powerful word, which is a lot more powerful than a trick. Thank you for making sure that I know that my sins are all forgiven and I'm going home to heaven. Thank you so much. Amen. And I can quietly go back to your seats and help your parents pay attention. Today we're looking at an event that when I was a kid, it just amazed me that these guys just dropped everything and followed Jesus. And we've preached on that before when we're here. I reminded the children of that previous sermon right now. But what I want to do right now is look at something else. I want you to look at the words that Jesus said. He said, follow me. He did not say follow an idea about him. He did not say follow some rules. He did not say follow learning Hebrew and Greek and wearing white and sitting in an office. This last week, I've had occasion to talk with, some of our young people and some of our collegiates, and they're trying to reach some friends of theirs, and their friends are having a hard time coming to grips with what Christianity is. And they would say things like, well, I don't quite like what your religion is doing, or I don't like religion, or... And finally, I was all exasperated, and I said, you know, we don't follow a religion. I don't know if you're aware of this. You and I do not follow a religion. We follow a person. A real, live, breathing person, body and soul. And his name is Jesus Christ. We know when he lived. We know where he was born. We know about his mom and his stepdad. We know how he lived for us. We knew exactly what he preached on. We have a couple of his sermons written down. This is the one that we follow. What does the word follow mean? Follow means he's ahead of us, and we're following behind. That means he's already broken the way, and we're just following behind him. If you are a dad living in Wisconsin in the wintertime, it's really easy to tell your kids what this means. Remember when the kids were little, and you go out, and there's a big, brand-new, fresh coat of snow on everything, and you got to go walk to the mailbox to get the mail? And the kid says, oh, can I come with you, Dad? Come with you. Sure, sure, come on, kid. And as you're walking to the mailbox, they're looking behind, and you look behind, and they're trying to jump from one foot to another footprint. So what do the dads do? They make their feet a little bit smaller. Why? They want to make it easy for their children to follow them. Jesus says, follow me. This is the God of love and grace. He says, follow me. So do that. Follow him. Learn to know who he is really well, because he is a person that we are following. It's not a set of rules. It's not a new way of talking. It's not church speak. It's not none of that stuff. It is the person of Jesus Christ who lived in my place, who died for my sins, who came back to life to assure me my sins are gone and I'm going home to heaven. And as much as he loves me, he loves you. As much as he loves you, he loves your next door neighbors and your employees and your employers. He loves. That's why he did it. God demonstrated his own love in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Follow me, he says. And then he says, fish for people. He says it this way.
Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Now, when we think of fishing, we're again in the middle of Wisconsin. If you're watching on the internet, we are far away from large bodies of water, unless you call a lake a large body of water. Mainly we do bait fishing. That's where you take a little worm and you put it on a hook and you drop the hook into the lake, attach it to a bobber, and the worm wiggles and looks very enticing to a fish that comes along, and a dumb fish comes and says, "Oh, this is lunch," and then you got the fish. That's how it goes, yes. Fly fishing the same way. You learn how to tie a fly, and then you have a little hook embedded in that, and then you learn how to flip that fly so that when it goes on the top of that crick, that fish will think, "Oh, that's a fly up there," and you'll trick the fish, and he'll get what he thinks is a fly, and it's not a fly. When you go fishing in the middle of Wisconsin, it's bait and switch fishing. You're pretending to one thing and then you got something else. And that's how you catch fish, one at a time. God is walking along the lake here and he turns to these guys cleaning their nets. They are not bait fishing. They are net fishing. A lot of Christians think that we're in the business of bait fishing, where you bring people in and say, "Oh, how cool this is," and you lure people in based on what is really enticing to people. And then what happens is a worship service over the course of time turns into an entertainment center instead of a worship center, because the focus over the course of time gets shifted off the main thing. When you fish for people, what Jesus says is be net fishers. Throw out the net, and as it goes down, you bring in the net. Now, when you go net fishing, it requires a lot of faith, because as you're tossing out this net over the lake or over a larger body of water, it starts to sink, and you don't know if there's fish underneath that net. You don't know if they're going to stay there long enough to be caught. You don't know if there's a hole in the net or one of them's going to make a hole in the net. And as you're bringing in the net, you don't know what's going to be in there. Maybe some fish. Maybe some not so good fish. Maybe a hunk of wood. Maybe some junk. You don't know. But who cares? You are net fishing, and your whole job is to throw out the net and bring it in. God says that's how he wants us to be. He wants us to fish for people. What does that mean? That means when you tell people about Jesus Christ, you're throwing out the net. And that's all you do. You don't stop yourself by saying, "Well, I wonder what's going to happen if I say this. I wonder if this person is going to believe me or going to make fun of me. I wonder if this is going to work this time or not." You don't do that. That's not our job. That's the Holy Spirit's job. He is the one who makes the net catch people. You and I are called to just take this net and throw it out. And you do that by simply saying, "I know who Jesus is, and I know he loves me, and I also know he loves you. He really does care about you. He does have answers to life's questions that are bothering you." You throw out the net, and you let God work his wonders. And his wonders are amazing. He takes four fishermen and turns them into disciples. Disciples that you and I admire to this day. And they're just common Joe fishermen. Why do we admire them? Because they follow Jesus Christ and they learn from him. When you do net fishing, you don't just say, "There you go." No, you're trying to show people exactly what it means to be a follower of Jesus. When you follow Jesus, it doesn't mean, "Oh, it's Sunday morning, it better be nice today. Good morning, how are you all doing this morning?" You don't do that. It doesn't mean that you're plastic as a person. It means you're a real person, but you're a real person who has been washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. You're a real person in whom God himself has chosen to live. When you were baptized, the Holy Spirit took up residence inside of you. And he's going to be there until the day that you are taken home to heaven.
What an awesome thing that is. Be net fishers. Toss out the net. Who cares? Who cares who it hits? Who cares where it hits? Who cares when it hits? As long as the net is tossed out. That's what the Lord wants. And he will work his wonders, and he will fill those nets, because that's what he's promised. Now, it takes a lot of faith. Sometimes what happens is when we are all concerned about sharing Jesus Christ, we know so much, and we feel that we don't really know it really well. If you don't know it really well, then do something about that. Go back to Sunday school. If you're beyond Sunday school age, go back to Bible class. If you're in Bible class, go back into your home and open up and read more on your own. You know, in our church right now, we're going through the whole Bible. Because for a couple of years, I've heard that people are kind of complaining that they've never been through their whole Bible, and they kind of want to go through their whole Bible, and they've never been through their whole Bible, and they just needed somebody to have some kind of a structure to help them get through the whole Bible. So that's what we're doing. Are we learning anything new? No. It's all old stuff again. But what happens is, when you use God's word, it's new again. Because God's word is fresh every day. You go to God's word again and again and again, and you find things that God lets you see. Sometimes it's almost like for the first time. I read through my Bible a couple times a year. And every time I read through it, it's kind of like, God, when did you put that verse in there? You just kind of forget. Your mind skips over things. So there's a great benefit to going back to learning God's word again and again and again, because we forget. In Jesus' name, my dear friends, I want you to remember this. Pretty simple. Follow and fish. Follow and fish. You follow a person. You're not following a religion. You're following Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, in one person. And you're fishing for people. Because that's what he wants us to do. He wants more people to know about him and be saved. Because that is God's greatest desire. In his name this week, follow and fish. Amen. And now may God's peace, which goes beyond all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.